Nottingham College UCO, More Strike Action Plan Gary Freeman, Nottingham Socialist Party. On the 11th of September, Nottingham College UCO strikers from various sites around the city along with trade unionists and some students congregated for a rally after the morning pickets at the Brian Clough statue in the city. It was to show their determination to defeat the college employer's draconian contract, involving savage cuts in terms and conditions, and with pay cuts for 20% of teachers. The strike followed a one-day strike on the 28th of July, UCO's Day of Yearning as opposed to the college's Day of Learning, and a further 14 days of strikes are planned, 19 and the 20th of September, 3 days the following week, 4 days the week after, and all 5 days the following week. In July 2017, John Van de Laarschot, the chief executive of the college, had written an article that appeared on the Nottingham Post, Nottinghamshire Live, website, an article that brought to mind the attitude of Margaret Thatcher. It was headlined, "Our students need tough love," says boss of Nottingham's biggest college. Clearly, tough is also being applied to the staff. This from a chief executive whose salary in 2017-18 was £207,000, Education and Skills Funding Agency data, and where the college also employs a principal. Having both roles is unknown in a further education college, according to strikers.